I'm Mike, an addict. Joy in the journey. That's a good one. Thank you a lot, Dominique. I got some help from you, bro. I went to the party when I was 14, and I didn't come home until I was 40. I did a lot of bad things. I literally killed myself, you know, because they say when you thinking you hurting yourself, you hurting everybody who love you, man. I burnt so many bridges, you know, and I remember my mama crying because she ain't like the way her son was living. You know, she couldn't believe her baby boy had turned into a complete animal. You know, and I've been wanting to stop a long time ago, but I couldn't stop. You know, I remember saying I'm going to stop or break the pipes and shit up. As soon as somebody knocked on the door, it was on again, man. You know, I can't blame it on my parents because I was raised right. I had two dynamite parents, you know. And I chose to hang with Mo and Joe and them, man. You know, because my mother had me in church like every day, man. Bible study, choir rehearsal, sweep the leaves off the porch, off the church steps. You know, it was just something. Every day my mother had me in church because she knew what kind of path that I might be going down, man. But now I'm a parent, I understand these things, man. And I was a get-wit, nit-wit, man. I wanted to be accepted by the wrong people. I wanted to be cool. I wanted to be thorough. I just wanted to fit in. I mean, I got felonies that don't belong to me because I wanted to fit in. I wanted to carry the drugs and the guns because I wanted to be cool. I wanted to be accepted by somebody who probably wouldn't even carry my casket. Those friends ain't love me. Because every time I got locked up, wasn't none of them there. Only my mother sent me her little $20, man. By the time I go to the canteen truck and get some cup of noodles, some soap, and some and whatever I need, I'm dead, man. I'm dead, Sam. Giving my cake up for a roll up. You know, because I can't afford a pack of cigarettes. I'm in jail writing somebody else's woman love letters. Getting a cigarette. Fuck jail. I don't want no more shit or no shingle. Yeah. Fucking hook up. I don't even like tuna fish. No more. I don't want to go through R&D getting sprayed like I'm an animal. Man, they told me burnt bridges can't be rebuilt, man. You know. They told me the only thing I had to do was get out the way, man. You know, out of them 30 years I was out there, nothing good came out of it. I remember getting my mother's door kicked in because I'm selling somebody else's drugs out of her basement. I remember stealing the Christmas toys from the kids, selling them for some crumbs. I love them kids too, man. And I stole Christmas from them because I'm caught up in a grip, man. I'm letting something this small dictate my whole motherfucking life. For years! Marching to a beat that I never want to march to again, man. Watching them youngest cars. going to McDonald's for them, making sure their french fries still hot and shit. Getting shot with my own gun.
Wow.
Because I'm geeking. And I remember walking out the hospital with the ass out gown. With the IV. Still trying to get high. Caught up in the grip, man. Killing myself, man. And I did it over and over and over and over again, man. Living in a 4-block radius. Getting pimped by the same youngins. I remember I got a pocket full of everybody drugs in my pocket. I got cuckoos in this pocket, boo-boos in this pocket. Bam, bam in this one. Then I go smoke all that shit up. Now I gotta hide my mother's basement. Cause I done smoked everybody's shit up. Now I'm selling demos and shit. Trying to get back. You hear me? Then no boys knocking on my mother's door. They ready to kick my mother's door in. And my mother got to pay my bill because I fucked up once again. And my mother telling me she hate me because I'm jeopardizing the whole family now. Because I'm geeking and I'm caught up. I never want to live like the like an animal in the wilderness again, man. I remember another story, that, the one that got me clean, right? I'll never forget this one, right? Me and the lady, we had a beauty salon. We had a 4-unit popping building. I was driving her Mercedes Benz, and I thought I was the mayor. You hear me? I thought I was on top of the world down here on U Street.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell me shit.
Okay.
One day she said, honey, go wash them towels for me, right? So I went to the laundromat and I washed the towels. And somebody washing my car this time, y'all. So a friend of mine said, Mike, man, you look good as shit. So he gave me a big old bag of crumbs and said, man, make you some money. The dude who was washing my car said, man, you can come right over here. And we can make some money. I said, all right. When I went over that jump, man, I think I sold one dime out that bag. Dude was smoking, he had to fire with a tip too long for me. I said, give me that. Man, I smoked that whole bag, all right? Next thing you know, the leather coat came off my back. The new Timberlands came off my feet. And that lady Mercedes Benz went out. I rent that lady Mercedes Benz out. And after they didn't come back for a while, I went to the beauty salon, right? And I took that first dollar in the frame.
Wow.
I took that dollar. I took the dollar money out the cigarette machine, the bubblegum machine, the soda machine. I mean, I robbed my lady.
Yeah, come on.
Then I took 4 of them expensive dryers. This woman don't know nothing. She probably worried about where the hell her man at. Is he all right? And I'm fucking our lights up. And I sold that for some crumbs, right? And so I'm outside now wondering where my car at now, right? I got somebody's shoes on. I got some jelly beans on. pumpkin, what you call them, pumpkin seeds? I had somebody pumpkin seeds on, and I had a windbreaker on, and it was snow outside, because I told you I sold my leather coat. Now I'm outside geeking, and I see my car. So I ran through the alley this way to cut them off, right? Just to ask for some more. And when that was gone, now I get bad. Nigga, what are these motherfuckers at? I want my motherfucking car. Man, they chased me out the neighborhood, right? They were shooting guns, and I felt the bullets go across my head. It's just the grace of God didn't get shot again, right? Now I'm fucked up, right? I'm walking through alleys. I ain't never been in because I don't want nobody to see me. I'm feeling fucked up, man. I'm feeling so fucked up that I wanted to kill myself, man. Because now reality set in that I done fucked me and this lady life up, man. How can I go home and explain this one? Baby, guess what I did? So I'm walking through alleys, I'm crying, I'm hurt now. I want to kill myself. And I'm hungry. There was a McDonald's in the trash can bag. There's a McDonald's bag in the trash can. And when I picked the bag up, I thought it was like a half a cheeseburger because it had a little weight on it, right? And when I put my hand in it, it was fucking pooper scoop. I fucking literally put my hands in some shit. And when it rains, it pours, man. And I told you in 24 hours, I'll fuck my life up. And my lady's life up. And I put my hands in some shit after that. I had to smell my hands 4 times. I couldn't believe it. That's when I checked my ass in. Enough was enough. I happily walked right through them alleys because I still don't want nobody to see me. That hurt so bad, man. That you can go from here to here in 24 hours. One day, fuck me up. Now, we're going to talk about the joy in the journey, man. You know, from the street to the sea. To all my feet. How about that? How about that one? Anyway, when I checked myself in, I cried. I said, please let me in because I'm going to kill myself. I slept on that little bench till that lady said, come on in the back. And I ain't looked back since. It'll be 5,000 days tomorrow. Yeah. 5,000 days, that'd be almost coming up on 14 years in August. And I learned that just staying clean just ain't enough sometimes either. I even learned that everybody ain't got your best interest in here either. I hit a bottom in here. Because when I first came in here, they told me this is a loving program and we're going to learn how to love yourself till you learn how to love yourself. I remember my first sponsor. I cried on his shoulder how the woman left me. And I gave him a lot of information. He used it to crack on a woman.
Wow.
My sponsor took my woman. But I stuck and I stayed because they say that the program work, sometimes the people don't work. And some people still suffer from all kinds of different, they still addicts. And they will still throw salt on your wound in here too. But most people got your best interest. Some people don't. Some people don't want to see you grow. You know what I mean? When I put God in my life, things got so much better for me. If I had wrote down on a piece of paper what I wanted out of this program, I would have shortchanged myself. Because he done blessed me abundantly up in this camp. I'm so grateful. I love myself, Dominic. Yeah, I love me, man, because it took me a while to get in here, man. And I'm not going to turn back because I don't want to live like that no more, man. The grass is so much greener over here. I don't care what you go through over here. It ain't bad as what we just left, where we came from. It's not even half as bad. But when I made that decision, that third step, man, thank you, Jesus. God is good, man. He is so, so good. I never thought that I'd be making the money that I make today. I'm not bragging or boasting or nothing, but I make good money. And what I'm trying to share is that if I can do it, you can do it. Because my bottom got a basement, man. I can go on and on and on about some war stories, man. On and on and on and on, man. You know, now I got a bucket list. I'm already OSHA certified. I'm already a heavy equipment operator. Now I want to go back to school to be a crane operator. I want to take it to another level, y'all. I want to go to Hawaii. I got bucket list now, you know what I mean? And I'm going to do it. You know, the joy in the journey. I'm loving this new way of life. This thing get good and good and good and gooder and gooder and gooder. You know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Best thing happened to me since sliced bread, man. This program is simply delicious.
Yes, Mike.
You know, because it taught me to awaken lost dreams. It taught me how to walk again, man. It taught me how to love somebody today, man. You know, because they told me, how could I love somebody rather than love myself, man? How can I keep putting you on a pedestal and I keep putting myself down here, man? I can love you more than I can love me. Long as you love me, I'm happy. But when you leave me, I'm going off to the races. Feel like a lost kid again, man. Not today. Not today. Because I know how to stand on my own 2 feet today. Don't need nobody. I will never be put out in the cold again. Because every time I got put out, it was cold as hell outside. I never had the pleasure to be put out in the summertime. It always was... Man, wouldn't nobody open the door for me? Come on, man. Man, God is good. He's a deliverer. You know. But I have one issue that's troubling my heart right now, is that my mother passed away and my family went like this. They don't even like each other no more. I love my family. We come from a loving family. We used to hug each other and tell each other we love. You motherfucker won't even answer the phone now. I'm going to take my hat off to my mother because she held this dysfunction family together, man. Because it really hurt my heart. I really want to buzz out crying because I love my family, man. You know, I would do anything in the world for them, man. But you can't help nobody who keep giving you the ass a kiss. I want to empty my bank account off to help my niece out right now. Because she can really get evicted out of this house we're trying to sell. You know. She's what you call a squatter right now, right?
Yeah.
And we offered her to get this, bring the kids, leave the furniture, leave the clothes. We're gonna help you from here. We're going to buy you new furniture. We're going to buy all the kids' clothes. We're going to set you the fuck up. Just get the fuck out. And when you're trying to call and say, look here, I got a $2,000 for you. Come on. She really won't even answer the phone. So I had to learn. Somebody told me, stop trying to play God, Mike. Let them hit their own bottom. Stop trying to save somebody else's problem. You know what I mean? Stop trying to be a cushion for somebody because wasn't nobody a cushion for yours. Because I had to hit my head to get what I got now. I had to be really sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of really being sick and tired of being sick and tired of really being sick and tired. When I came in here, boy, it was the best thing that happened, boy. I ain't bucked this program or nothing, boy. I slid in this mall like safe. I don't care what they did to me in here, what they did, man, I'm going to stay. And you can't even put me out this one. You can't put me out this one, newcomer. I'm going to stick and stay this one. They say I want my dip and I want to, you know how we do. We're going to bob and weave. We should be bobbing when we should be dobbing. All that shit, man. But I'm going to close. This journey has been a pleasant one. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. Thanks for letting me share.